ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
We are gathered here today for a special episode of Fisting Friday. And I can't stress to everybody how happy I am to be here with you to discuss this, because there are so many things I love about Mott's. There are so many wonderful things about this. But there is something that is heartbreaking and devastating and sad once you grow up and you no longer live with or really close to your close female friends or your friends in general, and you're like a fully grown adult. And you don't have someone who can understand the absolute lore, excitement, unhinged, and spiral that you need to go down with somebody about Club Chalamet and the current updates. He tried his best to be excited, and I would like to thank him for that. But I knew, I was like, I have a perfect platform to discuss this again with people I don't need to give the backstory to.
Go for it.
So, just a quick recap, if anyone doesn't remember, there was an episode of the podcast where one of my hot takes of But Am I Wrong was famous people will sleep with you, just like don't be weird. Mm-hmm. And the whole origin of it was the unhinged Timothy Chalamet, the Chalamanders, who hated Kylie Jenner so much and were like so fucking upset. And I was like, okay, if you really wanted to have sex with him, like, you could have sex with him. Like, I need everyone to, like, think more highly of themselves. And it really all boiled down to the leader of this pack, Club Chalamet, who came out to be a woman in her 50s or 60s. I don't exactly remember. And she is such a huge fan, and she was just so disappointed. And it was a lot. And she basically wrote, like, a Chris Evans style, your fans are disappointed in you, like, break up with her kind of thing. And imagine my surprise when 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I was on Reddit scrolling. And for some reason, my algorithm, thank you, Olympia's dad, served me a post from Timothy Chalamet subreddit. I've never once gone on there. I've never once seen anything on there. And it was just the most... I was speechless as I was reading this post. It was paragraphs and paragraphs about how Timothy Chalamet has disappointed all of us, and we all have to come to the conclusion that, like, he is a horrible person. Kylie Jenner is, like, the horrible person, and because he's dating her, like, he is also horrible. And it's, like, it is, like, so intense. And, like, I will say, they throw in, like, the we have to hate Timothy then too, but it just is, like, pages and pages of, like, how much they detest Kylie Jenner, and they won't even refer to her by her name. It's like they're being disgusting, horrible. And I'm like, good God, what a fucking weird vibe. And I immediately was like, this is giving me Club Chalamet vibes. And then I read the comments and I was like, damn, it seems like a lot of these people actually agree. So maybe this isn't Club Chalamet vibes. Like, maybe this is just, like, the Chalamanders as, like, as a group, like, as a union. I was just like, damn. Didn't think much of it. Then 3 days ago. Okay, so it wasn't 2 days ago. It was, like, 4 days ago. 3 days ago on the pop culture subreddit, there's a post that someone posted saying, Timothy Chalamet greeted Club Chalamet first before anyone else at LA Wonka premiere with these Getty images. And one Getty image and then a screenshot of the Club Chalamet Twitter account. Here are three Getty images with me and Timmy. That's my hand on his shoulder as we're about to take the group photo. Then me in the middle of the push wave in the second, and a cool picture of me and Timmy just before things got dangerous. Phew, I'm glad that's over. It was stressful, but mission accomplished. Hashtag Timothy Chalamet. And then another screenshot of a tweet. Perfect position. I was in contact and gave Timothy my card, and he put it in his pocket. Then complete chaos. And there are pictures of the red carpet. And then the selfie. So there are a lot of people on the pop culture chat subreddit, which I have to say, I think one of you bitches follows me on Instagram, because every time I post something, like, fucking weird and niche, it ends up on there. Like, it's not, like, a screenshot of what I posted. And either you follow me, or we have, like, the exact same thoughts at the exact same time, and, like, which I would love to be friends with you. This is, like, I'm having, like, a Mary moment where I'm, like, I'm feeling this cosmic connection with me and this random person. So that's not rare for people to, like, just post random things. It's also not rare for, like, publicists to get on there and post things where you're, like, this is so clearly, like, something like this. And the caption of this was, yes, he's met her before and knows her as she's ran his site for years and was in contact with his team, LOL. The top comment, is this the passionate fan who writes unhinged things about his relationship with Kylie Jenner? And everyone's going, this is the one. And so people are first saying, like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed by this woman. Does he know that that's his stalker? And then finally people go, I think this is Club Chalamet. And very, very quickly, it becomes abundantly clear that this post is made by Club Chalamet. So you go to the post, and it's a relatively recent Reddit account. All of it is just on the Kardashian subreddit, shade at Kylie and maybe why no one likes her, her family, or the men that they date, and is just going on and on and on. And where did this go? Kylie Jenner doesn't pay the mirror enough. Kylie Jenner gives weekly update on Timothy Chalamet. Fans even need to admit that this is PR. Then potential Globes bingo. Future Kylie articles to make Golden Globes about her predictions. And it's going fucking wild. And then they also post a screenshot of a TikTok of someone who's saying that they, like, served Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner at a restaurant or something. And someone said, how much did they tip? And they said, zero. And then she says, look, he's not tipping either now, which she's also blaming Kylie Jenner for. And I just have to say that there is nothing more, like, beautiful to watch than someone who, like, is problematic or, like, doing fucked up, like, things in a small specific niche that, like, not everybody knows about, when they themselves serve themselves up on a silver platter, there's nothing I enjoy watching more than that, because like, this is how I'm like, you're about to make a bunch of fucking Kylie Jenner fans. Like, when you come so hard, like, you are doing the exact opposite of what you want.
I'm sorry. Is this a black woman?
Yes. Melissa, when I tell you the amount of people who are like, what?
It's the age thing is one thing. And now that you were talking about the photos, I was like, oh, so this is someone who we have a face. And then I am shocked.
You're not the only one.
Simone Cromer.
This was just absolutely hilarious to me, because she was like responding to people being like, you're literally club channeling. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, no, I'm not. But now every single post that she's made, whether it's like past or present, people are being like, club channeling, club channeling. Like, you need to get in. Like, the idea that like she just made this so much more, she made this so much fucking worse for herself. Like, there was a small niche of people who knew this about her, and people are like, oh my God. Well, her whole thing is everyone's like, you're a stalker. And her thing's like, well, no, Timothy, like, he, no. And I was like, no, first of all, there's like something about specifically, I don't think that publicists of male celebrities take stalker things as serious. And like, I think there's a lot of encouraging of playing into like that kind of behavior. But no, if the roles were reversed and this was a man who's doing these things, like this star, like you would have been on a, you can't come to this list anyway. But this man does not know you. And if he does know you, he's a little afraid of you and is trying to like, you know, placate and just be like, okay, let's do some pleasantries here. And it is fucking wild. Let me find this other one that killed. Where is this? My favorite thing about all this is everyone's being like, you're Club Chalamet. And she is like, no, I'm not. But then she says, everyone is Kris Jenner. And I go, what is more believable? That Club Chalamet, who is so chronically online tracking all of Timothy Chalamet's moves, would make a post about Club Chalamet and Timothy Chalamet, or that Kris Jenner would make 15,000 burner accounts? It's like, this is obviously Kris Jenner. And I'm like, no.
If Kris would do what she would hire people to do, and she's not sitting here doing it.
This was another one of the responses. And like, it's just so funny knowing that it's her. So someone said, does he know that that's his stalker? And her response was, she goes to lots of his events and even saw him at Coachella. He knows her face and went to her first. And I go, we're just going to ignore the stalker. Like, essentially being like, no, he knows her. The stalker part, like, we're not going to talk about that. And it is, and basically just like goes on. And where is this one?
She's a big fan of J.K. Rowling, too.
Of course.
But then also, like, stop relying on slave labor of migrant workers. Like, I don't understand this woman.
She's an enigma. You can't predict like anything.
I'm just like, her tweets, it's like, yes, no, yes, no.
I'm getting whiplash. Like,
She's on your team with Kristen Stewart, also loves her too.
Wow. Okay, I thought I was the only straight woman obsessed with Kristen Stewart. At one point, Kyle's like, are you sure you're not a little gay? And I was like, I don't think so. I just love her. But I guess her and I are both there. It's also like the amount of like, she's made this one post that the one that I was initially talking about from the Timothy Chalamet snark one was deleted. And I was like, that has to be her. And it clearly, and like, and literally basically just goes on to like, just talk about like Kylie Jenner's body in like the grossest way ever. And about how he just like wants to like fuck the whole, and like it was just like all of this stuff that I'm like, oh my God. And it was giving me the Good Wife vibes, where I'm just like, this is like a very fully fleshed out fantasy of like you hating women, hating yourself, and then you're putting Kylie Jenner in that place to like be that role for you. Like, it was just like, it's like I've never witnessed the fan behavior from a point of like, she loves Timothy Chalamet so much because she just hates women so much. Like, this is like, versus like some of like the Chris Evans stands. I'm like, oh, you are love him. Like, you are obsessed with him. You love him. And I'm like, oh girl, you hate women. And he's a man, so that you love him. in that sense. And I think it was even like she like proudly, which I'm like, oh my God, how dense can you like, she will like proudly state like, I've been a fan of him since like X, Y, and Z year. I met him the first time here. I go, he's a child. You shouldn't be saying like, oh my God, you do not say that. Do not say that. That's, I mean, sure, say it, tell on yourself. But it's just one of those things that I'm like, this is a kid. And he's no longer a kid, but you are saying that you have been, the level of fan behavior you are doing has been, you've been doing that first. So you feel some ownership over it since he was a child.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Muzz makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already gonna love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
You know, this is now going to be
your deep dive. Listen, yes. That's why I had to share this with you, because imagine me doing all of this alone by myself with Mats, trying to get him to care as much as I cared. She also just like keeps trying to like bring up like Zendaya to like make a point about like saying that like that what happened with Juliana Rancic at the Oscars, where she made a racist comment about Zendaya to Zendaya's mm-hmm. face. Uses that so like she tries to like mobilize Zendaya fans to then hate Kylie Jenner. So then she's saying that like Kylie Jenner, she's like says something along the lines of like, is she like a just like a horrible, awful racist, and like quotes her wearing braids and then quotes like Zendaya fans should be. And I was like, oh my God, leave Zendaya's name, first of all, out of this, but like trying to mobilize fans towards another person. I'm like, you're losing any credibility about like, yeah, Kylie Jenner shouldn't do that. She's, any of the racist things she's done are bad. But when you make it like, you're trying to mobilize these other fans against someone. I'm like, and you're not holding any solid standards for like people across the board at all. And then like says like people who defend, like Kim Kardashian are doing that because they're sexist. And I'm like, that's not what that word means. Do you know what that means?
I don't even know. I didn't know that she... I thought this was some person, like, in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know she actually works in L.A. Like,
yeah, like in
the film industry. This is new information.
She also says Kylie Jenner is as bad as Maddie Healy. And that like because Taylor Swift fans were disappointed in Taylor Swift and she stopped dating Maddie Healy, that's what her goal is for Timothée Chalamet.
Why does she care so much?
Because she hates women and she's obsessed with him since he was a child.
But like, it's awful. I understand that, but like, why? I understand like the situation, but why? Like, she's been at the premiere of
she went
all
to college.
His
like, she's like. She hasn't lived this is to me is like someone who's lived like an incredibly sheltered life. And so like celebrities and internet culture or whatever that is, like that becomes your social circle. But I'm like, you've gone to college, like you live out in, like you live in a big city. Like it's there. It's not that, you know what I mean? It's not that your world is so small that he is consuming all of it. It's like You have to actively disengage with the real world to be this level of fandom. I really thought after like she got like semi-dragged on Twitter, and it wasn't even like super fucking viral. It was just like niche Twitter, but it was like enough that I was like, okay, she's gone. Like she's not going to be able to withstand. And it was like, oh no, like she's still here and she's still kicking. And I just can't imagine as Wonka continues, it's not going to be good.
I see her in the same room as Niecy Nash and I'm like, get her out of there.
Have you seen Niecy Nash's daughter? I saw this other post about like celebrities who look whose kids look like exactly like them. Mm-hmm. And someone had commented her and her daughter looks the exact same smile.
I sent you a video from a long time ago where it was on TikTok and they were together, but I was only because the daughter was the one talking. And I sent it to you and I was like, oh my gosh, she looks like Niecy Nash. And then she was literally standing next to her.
Oh, I remember. Yes, yeah. I fully remember that. And I saw it was like a still image of them smiling at the same time. And I was like, even their lips turn up in the exact same. It was so fucking freaky.
Yeah.
But now, have you seen Kevin Hart's mom?
Yes. Look. Uh-huh. Yes.
So that photo has been going around for years. The subreddit went wild when that was posted because everyone, all of these years, it's been a meme. Everyone assumed it was edited. No one knew that that was like a real unedited photo. And everyone's like, I've been using this meme in the wrong context because it's just a family photo.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that is the Club Chalamet update. Stay alert, Chalamanders. Stay alert. And, you know, I always say you got to police your own communities. Chalamanders, you need to make sure that this she is not your Speaker of the House. And that all appropriate parties, if you start associating like this very quickly, I think as he rises and as she's becoming more and more unraveled as they continue to date, that like the association with her will get on a cannot be an attendance list.
And she works in Hollywood. Like she's ruining her career. I don't know what her career is, but she's ruining it. I'm shocked. I wish you would have given me this information before.
I think I did send you the, I think I sent you the video of her before. I assumed you knew that she was a black woman.
No, didn't at all.
That's my bad. So do you think if he gets married to her, is it going to get better or worse? Because Chris Evans got married to the girl that his fans wrote the like cease and desist dating her letter about.
But that was like a joke, wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
It was like another version of this one. It was like an older, I think the person who like penned it was an older woman.
Well, I think that she, I don't want to say.
Okay.
Since we're talking about TV and the industry, this is kind of related. Not at all. I'm just looking for it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Transition. My parents, I learned yesterday that they have two internets in this home.
What?
One was the original internet that is called my dad's internet, and then there's another internet called my mom's internet. That's not the name of them, but that's what they say. This is my internet, and this is the other internet. And I said, why? And my mom said it was because when they were both on, it was too slow. I said, well, why don't you just buy better internet? So, like, it's been taking me, I didn't know I was on dad's internet for the longest time, and it takes me so long to send files. And I sent a whole bunch of files yesterday on mom's internet. It took me 1 second to upload everything. So the thing is, she just has good internet. That's what the whole house should be on. You do not need to be paying for the second one. You got sucky internet to begin with. It wasn't because you were both on it.
So she just got better internet.
Yes, she just got better internet. It wasn't because y'all were both on it. It was because the internet sucks. So just cancel the other one.
Do you think
one.
She knows that, but she doesn't want
no.
him on it?
Okay. No. And it only happened because I was trying to, they have separate living rooms. And then I was in her living room, and I was trying to put the remote on, like the app for the remote on my phone. And I was like, it's showing that the TV isn't showing up. And she looks and she's like, oh, you're on the wrong internet. And I said, oh. And then she switched the internet. And I was like, so there's two internets here? Not like a, you know, in my house, I have like a router, like a different one to make it stronger
in
another
different
room.
Parts of the
house. No, they
house,
have completely different internets.
Different passwords, different. Where do they put them all?
I know the one that is his is in his living room. I don't know where the other one is.
How far apart are their living rooms?
It's not that far apart.
I wonder if like, no, because you said they don't have the passwords. I was like, there could have been times where like you're even accidentally on the same one. It's like, it's not actually any slower.
No, I'm on hers right now, and it is further away than his is, so that tells me that it works very well.
Shut up.
So therefore you only need to be on one internet. He also has cable TV.
And well, she has. Let him. Don't come for my. Let my man watch his shows.
But listen, he has cable TV, but she has Hulu Live TV. And I'm like, why don't you just have the cable?
Oh, that you want her to have the cable instead of Hulu?
Yes. I mean, you that makes more sense Hulu, to me.
Because you told me that he can't do streaming.
He can't do streaming.
Yeah. So then
why don't you just have
be a
Hulu
cable
Live?
Family?
Yes. That's what I meant. You just have cable and then you can just have the regular Hulu. And she said, I don't want cable. I said, okay, y'all are just wasting so much money every month.
I'm so sorry. You're going to say that about your mother's specific bougie taste? Yeah, you're going to tell her, the woman who you probably got that from.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to say.
You know what we say here? You're allowed to be a hypocrite. You're allowed to have double standards.
If cable was being paid for in my home, believe me, I would be on cable and just add Hulu, like the regular Hulu that is $5. I don't know how much it costs, whatever it costs. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. But also, neither does two separate living rooms that are quite close to each other. So, like, I don't think they're going for logic here. I think they're going for opulence. I think they're like, more is more. More internet. Like, mine. Do they have fully separate closets?
Yeah. My mom has both the closets in their room.
As it should be.
And then he has the closets that are in all the other rooms.
That I say is equal division. Like,
I'm fine with that.
In straight couples, straight heterosexual couples, first of all, you can do it in any other, but I specifically think when you are a victim of the patriarchy and even in your relationship, I deserve the closet that I deserve whatever closet I want and you get the rest. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to pay to get my hair done, my nails, like.
Yes, they do have quote unquote his and her closets in their room and she just has both of them. And then he has the rest of the closets in the other three bedrooms. So,
yeah, he can go grab a shirt from there and then walk, get his pants from there, walk, get some socks from there. Yeah, Moz has like the whole closet in our bedroom, but it is, I think it's like slightly smaller, but I have the upstairs office, which is also my closet, essentially.
Yeah. And in my home, I have clothes in all my closets, too.
Yeah, and like when I like need something, you're like, oh, it's in the closet, and you'll be like, oh, it's in. You don't even say like the hallway closet; it's in the closet that has
two different hallways.
Yeah, but it'll be
two different hallway closets.
There's like an equipment closet, and then there's one, and then there's one. You're like, don't even open this one because I can't promise something's not going to fall on you.
And it does every time I open it.
And we're at different height levels, so who knows what'll hit if it's me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll bounce right off my boobs. Boing boing.
Do you think
boing,
that boing. Will actually happen?
First of all, I'm on birth control. My boobs are a little bit bigger. So please look at the picture I just texted you. It's a photo of Club Chalamet, and it's my sleep paralysis
demon. Oh, I've been all on her Instagram, all on her Twitter now.
This photo is specifically my sleep paralysis demon.
Oh my gosh. She's at Stranger Things? So what's going on?
She's got money. Like, she's spending money at, like, she's buying expensive skincare and doing all this stuff. And she's like, we just went to the Chanel boutique. And, like, I'm like.
Yeah, her Instagram. I went all through it. It doesn't give me any information about her childhood or anything, so
we have worked it out.
I have a task.
Hey, we already put that to good work in our Patreon live stream for a different context, which I can't wait to do our next one to get an update.
Oh yeah, she did send us a message. You were sick.
I didn't
it was
see
when
that.
You were on your sick bed.
Mm.
And she had asked what to respond back. I forgot what I said, but
I think my other favorite thing that she's doing is that she only gave Cocaine Bear 3 stars, but she gave Sound of Freedom 5 stars. I'm sorry. I'm over it. I'm not. I will deep dive into this afterwards. Because I know it's like, I think it's a Southern thing, like themed Christmas trees and the people do like the big bows and stuff. Is that a white people Southern thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, actually, Melanie would probably be into it too. She does have a very opulent tree.
But like, sparkly, shiny, pretty, not like the weird like plaid bows with like the big like.
She probably would do that one time
in like the peak of like the Hobby Lobby era of like, what's that, farmhouse shiplap?
Oh, she loves farmhouse. She loves farmhouse. She has a fucking like
oh my god, this is where we eat sign. Wall?
Not that. She didn't have those type of sign, but she has like a, it's something on the wall where I thought it was like a frame and I'm like, why is this empty and doesn't have any pictures in it? And she's like, no, this is supposed to be like a farmhouse window. And I said,
shut the
but it's on a wall. Like,
to the window.
Like, what are we looking through? What are we looking through to see?
Yeah, she's asking you to really dig deep to interpret that kind of art.
Yeah.
That's fucking, does she have like one of those signs in the bathroom that says bathroom?
She doesn't have stuff on, like, written on signs. Okay. But it's that aesthetic, that whole aesthetic.
Well, that's the better version of the aesthetic is, like, when you take away the letters and the words, like, that is better.
Mm-hmm. She does have her name on walls. Like, her last name on walls.
And then, like, the circa something about the year they got married?
Not that. No, just the name.
Just the name. Not her first name. At first, I thought you meant, like, like a mural of just, like, her first name. And I was like,
no.
Sly. Mm-hmm. Love that. I was like, are you sure she's not a Leo?
The last name is on a few walls. And... yeah, she also has, like, these black and white pictures up. And on FaceTime, they look like sonograms. So that's what I thought they were at first. I was like, why do you have so many sonograms on the wall? And she's like, they're not. They're just pictures that are in black and white.
That's funny. Do you roast her, like, decor style to her face?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All the time.
What's your other sister's decor style?
Minimalist. Nothing there.
Unlived.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a level of minimalism where I'm like, spooky.
Yeah.
Eerie.
It's like nothing.
I can't do that.
Me either.
Because as soon as you have one thing out of place, it looks off. Like, it's supposed to look empty. And so, like, you have to be so fucking clean. And that's not me.
It just looks empty. Just empty.
Eerie. Spooky. Spooky yuki yuki. Well, that was
she
your
loves
recap.
Chairs, though.
What?
She's got a million chairs. She loves buying chairs. Chairs.
What kind of
chairs? There's a box. Like, just chairs. There's a box. And I was like, is that another chair? And she goes, yeah.
What? I'm picturing her living room that's like looking like an AA meeting. There's like how many chairs
are there?
She has
a huge couch. Like a humongous couch that takes up most of the living room. And.
No. No, she's counting.
At least five chairs. And then a big, like, bar that has, like when I say big, it takes up, like, the entire length of her living room. And that also probably has at least eight chairs on it.
Has there ever been a time where every chair was sat in at the same time? Like, when the full room?
Had Erla's birthday party last year.
Because that many chairs just makes me feel like I'm living in like an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese. Like that's just like there's too many seating options. That's like the exact opposite where my brother and sister-in-law for Christmas, they were like, we're going to bring over some chairs because this is more people than we'll have. Because I'm like, we don't have that many dining chairs right now. So, and thankfully they'll bring ones for the children because I go, what should I have them sit in? Yikes. I love like learning these random niche things. I'm just chairs. I love, do they match?
Yeah.
Or do they coordinate?
I mean, it's
like the
minimalist.
Eight bar stool. So I'm assuming the eight chairs, those are all the same, but
they
is it all like
same.
One off other chairs that like coordinate?
No, there's like two that are the same and then like two that are same and then like two that are same.
No, this
but
is
they all
this
go
is,
together because it's minimalist because it's
totally
like,
but like you are making a restaurant. That's like a Sims restaurant layout. Like you're making little vignettes for people to sit and like be like, can I take your order?
Yep.
Wow. There's just something fun about learning about like how people set up their home in places where you can have a lot more space. And I actually do think having a huge house is a lot harder than having a very small house, like design wise. And I always see on like the design my room subreddit where people are like, help me, this living room's too big. And people are like, this living room is too big. There's nothing I can do to help. Like there's literally no amount of furniture you could have.
You have to just have sections of this is the card table playing area. This is the
like you have to get a foosball
area.
Machine. Like you like actually you have to get a koi pond and you have to get a water fixture. Like there's no other solution.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I would love pictures later on. Send me some.
Okay.
And That is it. We hope you all enjoyed. And Shallowmanders, stay alert, okay? Stay alert, stay on top of this, and stay safe.
All right. We will... So tap back. It's tuberculosis. It was TB. I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know. Avia's... I'm sure she's listening.
She'll Avia, we got it. Avia, run it back. Help us out. Again.
All right. Bye.
Bye.